man goes out to do battle, is in the Pella. When his wife Sarai is kidnapped by Parai, one king, not four, he doesn't go out to battle. He leaves it to the Rabbi Nishmael. And here, when his nephew is kidnapped, he goes out to battle. My Shah, I think it's a very worthy question. Rav Shirovsky in his sefer offers an answer representing the following question. If I make Kriyas Yamsuf, call yourselves in danger of being attacked by Parai, that they're told, Hashem Yilachim Lachem Vatem Tacharishim. Hashem will do battle, don't worry. That's at the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach. At the end of Parshas B'Shalach, when Amalek attacks, Klal Yisrael is told, B'chalocha Anoshim Zeyilachim V'Amalek. Go to battle. The same question, my Mishnah, what changed? The Kriyas Yamsuf, where it's Hashem Yilachim Lachem Vatem Tacharishim, and Parshas B'Shalach, where go get your army together and do battle. So if you answer, the insight is following. When Klal Yisrael on their Dargah, of course, was holding by a physical danger, by a danger Gashmi, so they were told, you're not supposed to do battle, you're on a Dargah, where you don't have to do that. However, when Amalek came to do battle, that was a Mochama against Klal Shemayim. That was a Mochama against the Kaviyahu, the Kiwi of the Rabbi Nishmael of the world. But that Klal Yisrael has to take arms and do battle. Klal Yisrael can't just sit back and say, Hashem Yilachim Lachem, we're talking here about Klal Shemayim. So when they were the Chilukis Pashas, we have the Tachin when it comes to physical problems. When it comes to a Rufnistic idea, an idea of Klal Shemayim, here we go and do. The same thing by light. We have to understand that when light was kidnapped, light was kidnapped because he was Avram's nephew. Nimrod is the king of Rachel. It says this in the Sefer Ksavah Kabbalah, he writes, when it says that light was kidnapped, it says Ben Achi Avram for a reason. That light was kidnapped because Nimrod had it out for Avram. And since he had it out for Avram and he had a chance to kidnap his nephew, he did so. That was a battle against Klal Shemayim. So there, Avram took up arms. But it had to do with Klal Shemayim. That is a different story. But this is also answered. One, when it came to the battle against the four kings, Avram says, I'm not taking anything. Yet, when Parai kidnapped Sarah, Avram is perfectly willing to take money from him. What's the difference? There's no truck. The answer is, this is what you said. The battle against the four kings, against Nimrod and his cohorts, there's a battle for Klal Shemayim, a battle against Sol Hashem. That battle has to be Kulei L'Shem Shemayim, no Gashmi. The dispute with Parai, the friction with Parai, was a purely Gashmiistic issue. Parai wanted Avram's wife. It was a Gashmiistic issue. When it comes to a Gashmiistic issue, you can take money. There's no reason not. This is Rav Shuk's design. We once discussed, I don't recall when, a different kasha. We once asked the following question. Parshas Shemayim, when the daughter of Parai sees that there is a baby out in the water, but Tishlach HaSamasa, she stretches out her hands, because all said her hands stretched miraculously. Rav Shmuel has an interesting thought. He says, what was the daughter of Parai thinking? She didn't think her hands would stretch. It didn't happen all the time. So he says, he has said that a person has to try. When something needs to be done, you have to try, even if it seems you can't do it. That's a stira to the criticism of Yosef's behavior. When Yosef is in the bar, when he's in jail, and he asks that the Star Hamas to remember him, he's criticized for too much ishtadlus. What's the likelihood that a Sar Maskin is going to remember an Arivri? But is there a Chai Shulevitz's rule that you have to try something? This is Dira. We answered there with the same Yisdaid. The Yisdaid that Rav Shuk is saying here. Now when it comes to Gashmias, it's a normal ishtadlus. Don't do desperate things. Do a normal ishtadlus in Ramayim Hashem. It's a desperate attempt to try to get a Sarah Mashkin and Mitzvah to remember in Narei Ivri. However, when it comes to Rasmias, when it comes to saving someone else's life, when it comes to Mitzvah, here a person has to try. This is the beautiful study that Rav Druk sees and the difference between rescuing life and rescuing Sarai. Let's move on to an idea that Rav Schwab writes in the Sefer regarding life. When light is captured by the four kings in Pasukim days, it says they took light as Hushai ben Ashi Avram. Now that order of the Pasuk is not normal. Very often we identify people in the Pasuk. The Pasuk might say, for example, Pliny ben Pliny, or Aaron HaKayan. We have identification. But the identification is never interrupted. You never have Pliny who did this and this, and Pliny. Or Aaron, so-and-so, okay. The identification follows the name. Here it should say, light ben Ashi Avram, as the Hushai. That's not what it says the Yikru as light, as the Hushai, ben Ashi Avram. And that structure of the Pasuk is very disturbing, highly unusual, as you all understand. But Swabi answers this by analyzing light. What happened to light? When light went with Avram, he left the house, his father's house. His father wasn't alive, but he left the place where his entire family lived. And Lech Lecha Me'artzafai accompanied Avram and Sarai. Anashim Achim, light at that time was in a fine Madrega. He was in the base by Avram. He was a fine person. What happened to light that when it comes time for the separation from Avram, he chooses to die? What happened to light that he allows his shepherd to go steal other people's grazing area? When did light change from being Achim Anasnu, from being somebody who Avram really could have been proud of, to being this dishonest person? Says Rav Schwab, the change took place very, very simply at one moment. And what was that? That when light left, Hashem spoke to Avram. Rashi says, "Calls him Asher Rasha Imai Hayadib or Parish Mimenu." When the Rasha was with him, Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to him. You have to be fine when Avram is with light before they go down to Mitzrayim. In Pasukim days, in Parakim days, Pasukim Zayin, that Rabbi Shalom does talk to Avram. This gives us a hint. Before they went to Mitzrayim, light was not yet a Rasha. When they came back from Mitzrayim, light became a rush. What happened in between? What happened in between was the light, at least, was only one thing. Karei gave self to Avram. Well, Avram hated Bavura, and he liked dying. Clear in shul. Where is it clear in shul? Where do you have in shul Once Aaron and Shmaid. Do you think Aaron is going to mind?